Love Letters to Humanity, Part 2. We are one. You are all made from the same energy. You are all a part of the same consciousness. You are all my children and have a part of me as your divine essence, your soul. I am love. You are all made from love. You are all made of love. All, each of you, are the same energy of love. Each of you have chosen to experience a unique life on the earth. You have chosen a different body, gender, race, a different geographical location, and different family, community circumstances. Because of these choices and the lessons each of you asked to learn before you came into your bodies, you will all have different perspectives from which to view the same events as they unfold. You will react differently than another so that you can learn and evolve in your own unique way. Many of you have found peace in having felt your true divine essence, if only for a moment, while being totally aligned and acting from your true purpose. At that moment, you are beginning to remember why you came and who you really are. Through meditation and intention, you can return to this place of alignment and peace whenever you choose. Some have chosen paths that are not aligned with the energy of love in order for them to learn from their experiences. They take on fear and in their confusion act out in anger, citing separation, scarcity, and injustice as justification. These people are often perceived as a threat to you and as different from you. They become identified as somehow less than you. In more extreme cases, they are labeled as your enemy. They may even be judged as undeserving of life. But at their essence, they are you. You are part of the same collective human consciousness, part of the same universal body, but with different perspectives. Beloveds, try to move out of fear and separateness. It clouds your perception and brings about negative human emotions of anger, judgment, and revenge. Acting from these human emotions will not resolve the misperceptions and differences. At those times, choose to move back into your peaceful divine essence and that feeling of being aligned and on purpose. The enemy is a temporary label. The group named as your enemy will change over time. Was your enemy the British, the Germans, the Japanese, the Italians, the Russians, the North Vietnamese, or the Confederate States? Which of these groups are your neighbors now, or your in-laws, or you? Are each of these groups or individuals now accepted as an equal, a brother, or even a loved one? What changed? Is it your perception? Your judgment? Or is it your concept of trust and security? The people are still British, German, etc. Your perception has changed. You have moved from fear into trust, acceptance, and love. From that place in your heart, you are able to see all as your family. You can better see the other as you. Acts of violence and terror from misaligned beings are intended to frighten you. Try to resist thoughts of revenge that are based in anger and fear of projections in the future. They will test your beliefs and your trust. But in the end, they cannot be sustained in a world of loving kindness and oneness. Be present and grateful for your safety. Know that you are protected by universal forces acting on many levels. Breathe. All is well. I am here with you, always. Trust in me and in the larger plan that is unfolding and evolving towards unity and oneness. We are one. We are love. And love is all there is.